And on the phone now we have Oregon State head coach Scott Ruick. Coach, if you'd be an opening statement, please.
All right. Hi, everybody. really pleased with the progress so far of our team, considering our youth especially. It's been a really good non-conference schedule for us. Continues to challenge us, different styles of play, and that continues this week, you know, and then with Notre Dame coming in after Christmas. And I just really like the way the team's coming together. Excited about the potential of this team. I feel like they're really gelling and excited about the week ahead.
And now we'll open for questions from the media.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Michelle Smith, ESPN.
Scott, you guys will go to Vegas and then obviously come back for Notre Dame. Do you like this sort of ramp up to the conference season in terms of timing and kind of building some momentum?
I think it's perfect. And, you know, we've faced different styles and teams that actually, in some cases, are exceeding expectations this year already. I feel like we've been challenged in a great way. We've been able to build some momentum, get our young kids just great experience. And, you know, we've had some success built in with that to give them confidence as well. The Bahamas trip where we played Penn State and Florida were unfortunate losses, but they were great experiences and great lessons for us. There were two games we had chances to win if we would have played better down the stretch, but our youth showed itself through turnovers and, you know, we missed some free throws, but they were great growing experiences for us. They've responded well from those, two good wins here and now, three good tests in Vegas, and then certainly Notre Dame's going to expose any weaknesses that we have, but get us ready for the opening weekend in conference play, which is in the Bay.
Just in a general sense, can you talk about the changes in the officiating? What impact have you seen them have?
Well, it's just been really it's hard to guard, you know, and this is coming from a coach that loves that end of the floor. It's certainly helped clean things up, I think. I think you see, we've learned lessons. You got to play with your feet and not your hands and things like that. The game's certainly been choppy. It's going to be interesting to see how it evolves as the year goes. But for a team like us, we've really had to work. I don't know. It's been interesting. I don't know. I feel like we're going to be ahead in the end through it, but I'll be honest. It's been somewhat frustrating in the inconsistency away from the ball, being that it's called so tight on the ball. We're learning and we're battling through it. I like the way our teams responded, and now it's up to us to continue to expose other teams and get to the line a few more times and then convert.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Krista Blanc, Pac-12 announcer.
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
Going great. How are you?
Good, doing well. I'm just curious, I know you said things are really kind of coming together. I wonder if are there any particular aspects of what's maybe coming together or any one individual or a player or two that's really come on and you're like, wow, this is maybe not a surprise, but you're really happy where they are at this point.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a general sense, just the evolution of this group. You know, we have so much youth on the team. Alyssa and Allie are doing their thing, and they're providing great leadership for us. They create the atmosphere every day that is just welcomed in these four new freshmen, and they empower the sophomores. And, I think the sophomores learned some tough lessons last year. It was not an easy year. And to see all their hard work in the offseason pay off now, I mean, Jamie Weiser is playing at such an incredible level right now. She's under control. She's understanding things. She's seeing the game just slower. Her decision-making and obviously shot selection it has really improved. She's so hard to guard right now. And then, you know, these freshmen are all providing meaningful minutes for us. Sydney Weiss is certainly the one that gets the headlines more often than others. She's doing what we thought she could do, but it's still nice to see that. And now, you know, it's just they're becoming a team before our eyes, and they're understanding what they're capable of, that they can be a really special group. And and they're forming an identity, you know, just as competitors. And so you just get that sense just going to work with them every day, and they're just having a blast together off the court and on. And, you know, what more does a coach want to see than that? And so, you know, I think they've got a special season ahead of them, and it's really fun to watch.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Coach, that's all the questions we have for you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Appreciate it.